Good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad and I'm one of the pastors here at LifePoint. And Sunday at the Lewis Center campus, we continued our series on the New Testament letter of James called Everyday Faith. And we talked about the subject of favoritism or partiality. And as we think about partiality, it's helpful for us to keep in mind that the ground is level at the cross. No one is more worthy than the next person to receive salvation. And we are all soils that the farmer sows seeds into. And no soil is more important than the next. And so that's really the basis for which we can understand this idea of partiality and favoritism. And James writes to us and tells us that God has chosen the poor in the world for his purposes. And he tells the story of a hypothetical, could be or could be a real situation in the life of the church. But James tells the story of a rich man that comes into their fellowship and they say, oh, you come sit in the best seat, the best spot in the house. You get the choice location. And then a poor man comes in and they say, oh, you sit down here at our feet. And what's interesting about that is James says, look, that should not be going on in the church. We should not favor one socioeconomic group above the other. We shouldn't favor one ethnic group above any other. There is common ground in the body of Christ. And over, James says in his letter in chapter 2 a couple times, he says, brothers, this is what I want for you. And it's helpful to see that this is a family. The kingdom of God is a family, and we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. And so we have equal standing as co-heirs with him. So when we think about partiality, how do we combat that and battle that in our own lives? I think there's a couple of ways that James helps us with that. He tells us, first of all, that God's heart is for the vulnerable. God has always been about the vulnerable. God has always been about the least of these, if you will. And so when we play favoritism, when we show partiality, or we have biases or biases or prejudices, we show that we don't really understand God's heart. Because God has always been about the lowly and the most vulnerable among us. The Old Testament is full of examples where God protects widows and orphans and the most susceptible to injustice among us. But the passage that I thought about that most illustrates this idea is David. When David was chosen to be king, it's interesting because he wasn't even invited to the party. He was not invited when Samuel was going to select the king from Jesse's sons. Jesse invited his seven oldest sons, but he left David out in the pasture with the sheep. So David wasn't even one of the eight that could be considered. He didn't even make the lineup. He didn't even make the party. And that's the very one that God chose. And this has kind of always been God's pattern. God chooses kind of the least likely to use. And Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, he's like, not many of us were of noble birth. Not many of us were of major importance, but God chose the weak things in the world to shame the strong. So God's heart's always been for the vulnerable. But in this way, we show that God's church is really a subversive counterculture community. The church should be a place where there's no partiality because we're supposed to be different from the world. And when Jesus was walking with his disciples, James and John were arguing about which one of them was the greatest, which one should sit on Jesus's right hand and left hand in the kingdom. And Jesus told them, hey, look, the Gentiles, the rulers who lord their rulership over the people that they lead. He's like, but that's not the way it should be with you. I've come among you as serving. The Son of Man came to serve, and you too should serve. So if you want to be the greatest, you have to be the least. So Jesus is turning the world upside down and saying, no, my kingdom, it's an upside down kingdom. It's a kingdom that's about service and about the other and not about partiality or favoring what some people who can do things for you. He's like, no, it's not about that. And then he tells us that the way we combat favoritism in our life is through understanding that the gospel changes our heart. He mentions that this rich man comes in and they're like, hey, you take the best seat. And the poor man comes in and he says, you take the worst seat. But what's missing here is what Jesus did for us, which is when he came to this world, he said, hey, you take the best seat. I'll take the lowest seat. Jesus said, I'll sit at your feet. I'll sit on the floor. You come and take this seat. And when you've received that kind of love from the one who would get off his throne to sit on the floor and then tell us to have the best seat, he would take off his robe and put it around us, take off his ring and give it to us. He would not just forgive us, but he would adopt us into his family and make us co-heirs with him. Whenever you've received that kind of generosity, the gospel changes us and makes no room for partiality or favoritism in our lives. And so when we remember God's heart for the vulnerable, when we remember that God's church is a counterculture and subversive community, and we remember that the gospel changes our hearts, it leaves no room for favoritism or partiality. Would you pray with me? Lord, thanks so much for the opportunity to think about your word and how it impacts our lives. Thank you so much that you did not show partiality when it came to us, but you came down to earth and took the form of a servant so that we could be your children. And Lord, I pray that we would do the same as we view others through the lens in which you viewed us. I hope you'll take a minute and pray and ask the Lord about any partiality or favoritism that you might have in your heart. Well, thanks again for joining us for the Drivecast. Hope you'll come back tomorrow for another episode. God bless.